This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His help, His support in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is the character of a believer. Subhanallah, it's a very profound and very powerful topic. You know, for a believer, two things are extremely important. One is the belief, and secondly is the character. With these two things, he can actually, or she can actually gain the success of this world and the hereafter. And therefore, this topic enlightens us and highlights the importance of having good character. Now, this is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the best of the characters. Subhanallah, Allah testifies in the Quran by stating, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have an exalted standard of character. He was the epitome of character. And this is the reason, as a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also need to ensure that we emulate the similar lifestyle and behavior and our conduct overall in all aspects of life. And this is the reason we need to uphold great character. And there is amazing virtue of having good character. One of this is the beautiful and a motivational news by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, the one who holds up good character, who has great husnul khuluq, good character, he will be the nearest to me and the dearest to me on the day of judgment. This is what the Prophet said. So if you and I have the great character, we will have an opportunity to be the nearest and dearest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isn't it a big deal to be with the Prophet? So we need to ensure that we gain beautiful character. And when we say good character, what do we mean by it? We mean to have great values in our lives. For example, being truthful. A believer always speaks the truth. Never ever he lies. He speaks the truth, he lives by the truth, and he always dies upon the truth. So much so that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us in the Quran and said that, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and be with the truthful ones. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with those who are truthful. So, my brothers and sisters, having truth in your life is the reflection of good character. Likewise, having trust, maintaining trust, maintaining and fulfilling your promises is also a part of good character. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fulfill your obligations, fulfill your promises. Awfu bil uqud. So we need to ensure that we maintain trusts in our life. Likewise, we also need to ensure that we become the people who are beneficial to others, who are always ready to help others. This is also from the great character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was ever ready to help and support those who are in need. So we, being his follower, must ensure and must consider to be a good character that we help others. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help those who help others. He support those who support others. He fulfill the needs of those who fulfill the needs of others. This is a beautiful reflection of a good character. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, making a discipline and having a great value system in and around your entire life, in all aspects of life, with all parties, whether it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being truthful, whether it is to yourself, to your family members, to your neighbors, to your society, to the places that you work, in the marketplaces, everywhere. You need to show up great character. And this is the message of this khutbah, that we must uphold good character. We must be, as the Prophet ﷺ gave an example, a believer should be like a bee who is always beneficial. Where he actually takes the source is pure, and when he reproduces, that is also pure. So we must be very, very beneficial, and that's what the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the best of you is the one who is most beneficial to the people, to the mankind as in general. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us gain beautiful character, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us practice on these values that was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sunnah. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to protect all the rulers of the Emirates and grant goodness to them. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to bless all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace and guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.